With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Rain is on the way, and a whole lot of it. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement because we could get up to 40 millimeters or more over the next 24 hours. Forecasters say it's because a low-pressure system is moving in. The rain is expected to start this afternoon before changing over to flurries tomorrow night as colder air moves into the region. Chatham County Police are still tight-lipped about the details, but they are investigating a suspicious death in Erie Beach as a murder. Police have also identified the victim as 40-year-old Michael Allard of Windsor. Officers say their investigation started after they were called to an address on Towanda Boulevard early Tuesday morning. Police say the report indicated someone had been shot and needed medical attention. Officers emphasized again yesterday it's considered an isolated incident with no concern for public safety, but they have not released any information on whether they have a suspect in the case or whether there have been any arrests. The Ford government is giving female MPPs time to speak out about International Women's Day in the legislature. That's today. The Toronto Star says the government pushed back on it originally but gave in after an outcry, and now the group wants an apology. And there's also an event in Chatham today to mark International Women's Day. There's a march organized by Zonta at 4:30 p.m. That'll form up at Sweet C's on King Street in downtown Chatham. Then after the march, there will be some activities at the Armory with music and interactive booths. The Leafs lost to the Bruins again last night, falling 4-1 to Boston this time. Elsewhere, Chatham Kent's Travis Konecny returned to the Flyers lineup after missing six games with an upper body injury. He helped Philly beat Florida 2-1. Montreal lost 4-1 to Carolina. It's trade deadline day in the NHL, and several teams are making moves ahead of the cutoff. The Carolina Hurricanes picked up Jake Guentzel from Pittsburgh in exchange for Michael Bunting, some prospects, and a pair of draft picks. The Blood and Blades are moving on to the second round of the PJHL playoffs. They beat Amherstburg 8-5 last night to win their series in five games. In the NBA, the Raptors lost to Phoenix 121-113. The Pistons beat Brooklyn 118-112. And in spring training, the Jays beat the Tigers split squad 5-4. The other half of the Tigers beat the Yankees 11-5. Mainly cloudy today with rain starting this afternoon and a high of 10 Celsius. Periods of rain tonight, temperature steady near 8. Tomorrow, rainy and windy, with a high of 9 but falling to 5 in the afternoon. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.